Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
Blinders were taken off their minds. The light of God began to shine. They, instead of it being hid, they began to see Jesus is Lord. I do need to repent. I need to give my life to God. And when the altar call is given, they won't stand back there and stand in total rebellion and resistance. But something will grab their heart and pull them to Jesus. Because the church has prepared the way for the Word to work in their lives. And notice he says here in verse 26, he says this, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. That word helpeth there means to take hold together with. And that word infirmities is the same one. It can be translated sickness and weaknesses. You know what God's saying here? God says, you get involved in praying on my business and I'll get involved in taking care of your business. Amen. Very, very rarely do I have to pray for my needs. I have not prayed for my needs for a long time. And every now and then there's something God will speak to my heart and he'll say, I want you to go ahead and claim this and pray it through. And I'll go ahead and claim it and pray it through and intercede for a while and pray and minister up out of my spirit for a situation that God's wanting to give me some wisdom on. And then whenever I get the victory, I don't have to pray for that anymore. And then I just go back to praying for the church and praying for the kingdom of God and praying for our city and praying for the tri-state and praying for souls to be saved. And the Holy Ghost takes hold together with me and takes care of my stuff in the process. Maybe I need to say it again. Y'all just sitting there looking at me. I don't know if you're the frozen chosen or what. We might have turned the heat up in here. No. Nah, I ain't going to ask you. I know what you say. But anyway. See, you get to praying and travailing and interceding by the help of the Holy Ghost for the lost. And the Holy Ghost will come in and help you with your problems. And a lot of things that you've been spending time with, worrying yourself about, and spending all your prayer time in trying to pray your own things through, if you get involved in praying forth the kingdom of God, a lot of those things just get taken care of. Amen. And you'd be praying for people to get saved and people to get restored and people to be healed and God's power to move, and you get caught up into that. I'm not talking about just doing it by following a little prayer wheel. 10 minutes, praise. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. 10 minutes, pray for the president. President, 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 pray for the. I ain't talking about that. That's doofus. I mean, if that's all the place. I mean, it's all right to find you some principles, but my God, folks, it's got to, your prayer life has to go beyond a sheet of paper. Amen. It's got to get intimate. It's got to become something spiritual. It's got to become between you and the, and you begin to get the heart of God. And you begin to long to see people saved. And the Great Commission begins to burn in your spirit. And you find yourself praying as the apostles have told us to pray and as the prophets have told us to pray. And it's not just a surface thing. But something down inside of you says, God, I want to see this building filled up and sinners being saved and the power of God falling and lives being turned around and this town and tri-state shaken to its very core. And when they come and ask us what's going on, we're going to just say we got together and prayed and God showed up. We want to see signs and wonders and miracles and people change. We want to hear it of it in the mall. We want to hear about it, you know, in the business. We want to see people saying, my God, something's happened in this area. And God will give you the glory because we've gotten a hold of your heart. We found out what causes your heart to beat and what passion burns inside of you. And now it burns in me. And the thing that you'll find as you're praying like this, your needs will get met. Healings will manifest in your body. Finances will start coming to your house. And your family will start getting saved. And things will start happening around you because, see, the Holy Ghost will take hold together with you for your infirmities and help you in your weaknesses as you're praying for God to move in others. It's time the church pray. Not just a handful, but it's time that we, the body of Christ, Zion, the church of the living God, begin to cry out to God, God, give us revival or just take us home. I can't live with status quo anymore. I cannot just exist as a Christian any longer, Lord. I cannot just go through the motions. My life has to have more meaning than this. The church has to have more to it than just showing up. God, I must put my hand to this and become a part of this. And God Almighty, if you did it here in the book of Acts, and if you've done it in other places, then Lord God, I believe you'll do it here. I read where Finney and some of these different ones, he would go out and pray and they would get people to intercede and pray. And they said they found themselves one time, he said, I heard myself praying and saying to God, God, you don't think we're not going to have revival in this city, do you? Surely you, Lord God, would not think that. You must bring revival. You will bring revival and we will have revival because you're God and you will do it. He said, it almost scared me when I said, and he said, but I heard the Lord saying, I'll give you revival. People knew the heart of God and would not take no for an answer. Wigglesworth talks about the first time he ever saw a person, the first time he raised a person from the dead. Gentleman lived beside him, and his wife told him he's dead, and he ran across the street. She said, no, 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 but she knew what he was going to do. So he ran across the street, and he grabbed the fella, and he pushed everybody back, and he began to pray. And they said, he's dead, sir. And he said, leave the room. And he said, just kept praying. And he said, my prayers penetrated heaven. And he said, I reached a certain place, and all I had was no, no, no. He said, but I just kept pounding through. I just kept penetrating no. Penetrating no with my prayers. I refused to surrender. I refused to give up. Something inside of me just said, no, this isn't right. And I just kept praying. And he said, then something took hold. The gift of faith, special faith. The Holy Ghost took hold together with him, see? And he says, I felt myself praying with a greater passion and a greater faith than ever. And I pressed through and I punched through the no and I heard, yes! He said, the power of God fell into the room, and I grabbed him and said, now rise in Jesus' name. And the man came to him, was healed, and was raised from the dead. We must have that type of passion in our prayer. The church must, as a whole, begin to unite as Zion with a passion for the Great Commission. You've got to see the importance that you are in this thing. You've got to understand you're a living stone. I don't care if you're the babiest baby Christian that's been born into the kingdom of God this week. You are still powerful and authority and anointed, and God has given you a ministry of reconciliation, and that ministry begins in prayer. Well, I don't know how to pray. That's what we're going to do here for the next 10 minutes. We're going to let you pray, and we're all going to pray. And what we're going to do is we're going to pray for a few moments in our understanding, and then we're going to ask the Holy Ghost to take hold together with us, and we're going to pray in the Spirit. Praise God. You say, well, I'm not filled with the Holy Ghost. Then you ought to be up here around this altar on your face asking God to baptize you in the Holy Ghost. Well, I wasn't raised that way. I wasn't either, but thank God I found the truth anyhow. Amen. All you need to know is it's good for you. Amen. Amen. Kenneth Copeland got saved and turned to his mama and said, my extent of the baptism of the Holy Ghost was this. Mama, is that something I need? She said, yes, son, get up there and get it. He said, that's the extent of my teaching on the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You see what it did for him? I believe it's worked. Amen. Amen. Stand with me. We're going to start off standing, but you can sit, you can kneel, you can come up around the altar. But I want us to take at least 10 minutes here as a church, and I want you to pray, and I want you to pray for lost souls. And let me share another thing. You may be in a service and the altar call is being given, or we're coming to an end, and you might feel an unction down on the inside. At times when you're interceding for the lost, you'll feel lost. You ever been there? I've been there. When I'm not preaching, I'll sit in the service, and when the preacher starts giving an altar call, I start interceding with him. I start joining my faith. See, I don't just sit there and twiddle my thumbs and look around and see if anybody's going to do anything. I search down inside. I look down in my spirit and I say, Lord, is there any sinners in the house? Any backsliders in the house? Anybody that needs to come to you? Holy Ghost. And I'll start praying quietly to myself. See, Paul said, if there's no interpreter, pray to yourself, speak to yourself. So you can pray under your spirit, under your voice down inside, praying in the Spirit. And I'll just start praying in tongues. And I've sat there and I'll close my eyes and I'll pray in the Spirit. And there, every now and then I feel, oh God, it's just like I ought to go up there. I know there's a sinner in the house. Somebody lost because I sense their spirits struggle and turmoil. And then he says there'll be groanings. There are times that I'll find myself just groaning, oh God, oh God, Oh God, my God. Oh radabasata. And I've stood there before. I've proven it, folks, for over 20 years. I've proven this. When I'd be in other services, other meetings, I'd do this all the time. I'd be standing or standing like you doing, the altar call's been given. As I begin to pray and I begin to groan some in the spirit, I'd be praying and just like I should be going up front. Well, see, an intercessor prays for someone else. So I know somebody else is lost. Somebody needs to come get saved. And as I'm praying and interceding quietly there, not disturbing anybody, just interceding and groaning in my spirit, I've prayed before and all of a sudden, with my eyes closed, felt something just lift. And I'd look around, seeing here comes somebody walk up the aisle, come to the altar. I close my eyes and start interceding again. And I sense it. There's somebody. I pray like that before. And I tell you what, and I'm not the only one there, pastor or the evangelist, whoever. And I'm praying. And finally, just sense down in my spirit, that's free. That's it. That's it. And look up, five or six people come to the altar. And every sinner in the house found out later on got saved. Now, did you do it? No, I ain't taking credit for anything. But I joined myself in with the ministry gift. And I realized I'm not the one that needs to get saved. I'm here to intercede for the one who does need to get saved. But we don't wait till the church service do that. We have to get up in the morning. Or if you're, don't be bound up. There are morning people and there are night people. If you're a morning person, get up. Have your sacred, consecrated place in your house, apartment, whatever, and you get in there and you get before God and intercede and go for it. But if you're a night person, before you go to bed, instead of staying up till 2 o'clock watching some stupid something on TV and wasting your time, why not take that last hour or so and get in your prayer closet somewhere and say, God, I'm part of the Great Commission. And before I go to bed, I'm going to intercede. Holy Ghost, come on, help me to pray for these things. Because the Bible says the Holy Ghost searches the hearts and knows what the will of God is. So He's going to help me pray to get this done. But church, we as a body must begin to have a passion to see the kingdom of God come forth. There are people dying and going to hell every minute. And the church is playing games and we're going through the motions. But we've got to understand it's a body ministry, not just a gift ministry. It's a body ministry. The whole body has to unite together in this. We must become a moving force, a one big wave to get this job done. Amen? I want to invite you, like I said, take about 10 minutes here. We're going to pray and intercede. I want you to pray and intercede over this tri-state for the lost. We're going to pray for the lost. I want you to just cry. Don't ask God to meet your needs. Don't ask God to show you direction. All you're going to do is say, Father, I unite myself with the pastor and with the Word of God and with the Great Commission, and I'm going to begin to intercede. Holy Ghost, help me to pray. We want to see the lost saved.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.